A well-known longtime business and civic leader is in line to take over the reins of the BRA, the Boston Redevelopment Authority. Peter Mead is considered an insider, having worked in and around the city and state politics since the 1970s. When Boston Mayor Thomas Bonino announced the nomination yesterday, he said Peter Mead is the perfect mix. With his experience in research and academia, the public sector and the private sector, nonprofits and neighborhood organizations. Peter Mead joins us now to talk about his new job. Peter, good morning and thanks for speaking with us.
Bob, a delight to be back with you.
Peter, as you know, the city is struggling with the real estate downturn and financing problems on many development projects, not the least of which is the Filene's downtown crossing site and, of course, developments on the South Boston waterfront. How are you going to deal with those issues?
Well, while there certainly is an ambitious agenda of things that we need to get done, we're in much better shape than most cities. If you look at some of the instruments to measure how we're doing, our population is up. There are several places where we have development projects going. So I think if you look at the curve, you'd have to admit we're in an upswing. And I think all of those will help us with the projects that we want to get going on, whether it's on Franklin Street or others.
How big a priority is solving the Filene's development site agenda?
Oh, I think it's one of the important things that we need to get done. We also need to be doing things in Roxbury and in Dudley Square. I think that's important to the city as well. I think the Innovation District that you talked about in South Boston on the waterfront, where there have been a number of companies already moving in and hopefully more on the way, I think it is certainly in the top tier of priorities. It's one of the things we need to do something on as quickly as we can. But I don't think we can be unreasonable and put anything in the Filene's hole. We don't want something where we're walking around 5 years from now or 10 years from now and saying, oh, what did we do? What kind of mistake did we make there? It is important, but we should not do something foolish.
What would be your top priority?
I think if you look at what we need to do, trying to integrate the process where neighborhoods feel that they're participants, where people who want to build look at this city as a place to come and build in cooperation with the city and the people in our neighborhoods.
Peter, the city has been long engaged in a sometimes tough dialogue over the future of that parking garage next to the Greenway and the New England Aquarium. The developer has floated the idea of building a residential and business tower, but the city has said no to a tower. You hope to resolve this long-running dispute?
Well, I think too much attention has been focused on who the developer is. I've known Don Shafaro for a number of years. We have been mutually friendly acquaintances. But I don't think it's about who.
We're talking about Don Shafaro.
Yes. I don't think we're talking about who builds it. And I think the media have spent so much time on who is doing it. It's what we build, where we build it, and whether the finances are there to put the building up wherever the building is in the city.
But do you think that issue will be resolved?
I hope that there's a real opportunity there. But clearly, and you and I have been on the Greenway together, you do not want to build a wall along the Greenway. And I, as the former chair of the Greenway Conservancy, very concerned about what is along the Greenway. And I hope we can come to some reasonable decision about what's there.
Before your nomination, even before your nomination, you were seen as very close ally to Mayor Menino, who is known to be very involved with the BRA. How are you going to balance that relationship and what's supposed to be independent leadership of the Boston Redevelopment Authority?
Well, the mayor and I have talked about this, and I think what he clearly is looking for is someone to lead the BRA. His words exactly. And so I think we both have some work to do, and I look forward to it.
And I assume that's true also with many of your close relationships with other business groups and interested parties around the city. In full disclosure here, you're on WBUR's Executive Advisory Board, but you've been on the board or staff capacity with many institutions.
And give you an example, Bob. I chair the board of trustees at Emerson College. I think an important part of what happens in the downtown in Boston. Obviously, I have to step down from that board. And I think I have to look clearly and closely with ethics attorneys about my participation in any of the things that I've been doing as a citizen.
Peter Mead, thank you very much for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you so much, Bob. Have a great day.
Peter Mead is Mayor Menino's nominee to head the Boston Redevelopment Authority. The BRA board is expected to approve his nomination tomorrow. Mead plans to start the job in May.